There's this image from the protests in Sudan that's gone viral on social media. It shows a young woman standing on top of a car. There's a large crowd of protesters surrounding her. There's also video of this moment. People have been trying to figure out who this woman is and what the story is behind the photo. That includes the world's own Shirin Jafari. She's here to tell us more. What have you found, Shirin?
It's a striking photo, Marco. It looks like it was taken at sunset. So there's this beautiful, warm light. And this woman is standing on the roof of a white car. Her index finger is pointing to the sky, and she's surrounded by a sea of protesters, mostly women. And these people are holding their cell phones up, kind of like directed at her, and they're taking videos and photos of her.
Yeah, I mean, this photo is like a still from a motion picture. I was also struck by what she's wearing.
Yeah, there's a lot of symbolism surrounding that outfit. She's in a white thobe. Some people also call it tobe. That's the traditional outer garment that Sudanese women wear. Mary Grace Brown is a professor at Brown University, and she's written a book about fashion and body politics in Sudan. And she told me that by wearing the white thobe, this woman is evoking the fashion of the past generations.
Beginning in the 1940s and 50s, Sudanese women activists consciously wore the white thobe as a modest garment that was a way of standing in sort of contrast to their radical and outspoken demands.
And Marco, it's not just the dress, but also the earrings that this woman is wearing. She has these gold circular earrings called moon earrings, and they're glowing in the afternoon light.
Jewelry has been the means by which Sudanese women hold their wealth, so that jewelry is passed on from mother to daughter. And so that addition of that gold earring is also evoking women's wealth and also women's domestic power.
So, Shirin, what do we know exactly about the woman standing on the car in her thobe? Who is she?
Well, since the photo went viral, she's been in high demand and everybody's been trying to reach her, but it's really difficult to reach Khartoum these days. Connections are really poor. But for about a day or so on my Twitter feed, nobody knew who she was, and people kept asking, who is this woman, and trying to find out answers about who this woman is. And then Arabic media reported that her name is Ala Saleh, and she's a 22-year-old student studying engineering and architecture at Sudan International University.
And what do you know about the person who took the photo?
So the photo was taken by Lana Haroon. She's a photographer and musician based in Khartoum.
What about the context in which this photo was taken? There are a lot of Sudanese people fed up with the government there and protesting.
Absolutely. There's been ongoing protests in Sudan since last December, and things have been really intensifying over the past few days. There have been mass sit-ins outside the presidential compound and the army headquarters in Khartoum. And this woman on the car, she was leading one of these protests. And in fact, women have been at the forefront of the protests across Sudan.
So pulling back, Shirin, what would you say is the significance of this image? And what does Ala Saleh, the woman in the photo, really mean for the Sudanese people?
Well, just listen to what Hind Makki, a Sudanese American in Chicago, told me about this.
I think any Sudanese person would see this photograph, see this image, and immediately remember, you know, their mother or their aunt or their grandmother who's going out to work. And so there's a nostalgic element to the photo. And I think it represents a certain kind of Sudanese empowered femininity. And I think for young Sudanese women to see that, yeah, certainly they identify or they can identify with that.
Hind told me that she personally identified with this photo as a Sudanese American.
I would bet any woman who's seen this photo would identify with it. I mean, she looks like the Statue of Liberty.
That's true. And you can see for yourself on our website, we have the photo and the social media reaction from people who've been captivated by this image of Ala Saleh. That's at theworld.org.
The World's Shirin Jafari, thanks very much for telling us about this.
You're welcome, Marco.